This Chazar of Zechin Eshabach Chetzer Shrag Rebbe Yehudim Sech Desayi Dataf Yud Beis. Pasuk says, Kalev was the son of Chetzerin and he gave birth to Azuva, wife, and Urios, and her sons Yesher, Yishoiv, and Ardain. We know that Kalev was the son of Yefuna, not Chetzerin. The Mar says his father's name was Chetzerin. The reason he was called Yefuna was because he turned away, because Kalev turned away from the plan of the Meraglim. We find that he was the son of Kenaz, not Chetzerin. Rava said Kenaz was the stepfather. Azuva is Miriam. She's called Azuva because initially everyone left her because she was sickly and no one wanted her. Although it says that Kalev was the father of Miriam, we know that she was his wife. When someone marries a woman, it's as if he is her father. Pasuk refers to her as Yerios because she was very pale like a sheet. The Pasuk says that these are her sons. However, these names are actually words describing the characteristics of Kalev, each one describing how he didn't follow the plan of the Meraglim. Pasuk says that Ashur, the father of Tekoya, had two wives, Chila and Nora. Ashur refers to Kalev, and he's called by this name because his face became blackened from all the fasts that he fasted. He's called the father because he was like a father to Miriam. He's called Tekoya because he set his heart for Hashem. It says that he had two wives, both referred to Miriam, and she was like two wives. At first she was sickly, she was Chala, and later she was Naira, she was a young woman. The Pasuk refers to Miriam as Tzeres because she became a Tzara, a co-wife to all other women because of her beauty, meaning after becoming healthy, all other women were jealous of her. She's called Tzoihar because her face shone like the midday sun. She's called Esnan because when men looked at her, they felt the need to go and be with their own wives. Pasuk says that Pari commanded L'chol Amoy to throw the baby boys in the water. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rechanina, said he even decreed that the Mitzrim have to throw their own boys into the river. Rabbi Yossi said that the decree came in three stages. First he said kill the Jewish boys, then he said throw the babies into the river, then he said even the Mitzrim babies have to be thrown into the river. Pasuk says Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi. This means that Amram followed the advice of his daughter. Rabbi says Amram was a good lador. When Pari made the Gzera, Amram said there's no reason to have children, they're going to end up dead, and he therefore divorced his wife. All the Yidden followed his example. Miriam went to her father Amram and said, your decree is harsher than Pari's. Pari only decreed against boys. You're preventing even girls from being born. Pari's decree only reaches this world. Your decree affects Adam Abba as well. Pari's decree may or may not ultimately be carried out. Your decree is absolutely certain. Amram listened and remarried his wife, and all the Yidden followed suit. Pasuk says that Amram took Vayikach, his wife, which is normally a word that refers to a first marriage, not a remarriage. Yehuda Bar Zvino said he made a wedding fit for a first marriage, and Aaron and Miriam danced in front of her, and the Malachim said, Eim Habanim Samecha. Pasuk says he took Bas Levi, now Yechet was 130 years old at the time, hardly a young girl, which is not normally what Bas refers to. So Rabbi Yehuda said the physical characteristics of a young woman were reborn in her. The Pasuk says about Yechet, Vatar, Ha'isha, Vatelet Bein. This seems to suggest that she became pregnant after remarriage, even though we know she actually became pregnant before the divorce. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina said, the Pasuk is teaching that she had no pain during childbirth, which is true for all righteous women. The Pasuk says that she saw that the baby was Ki Toivhu. Rabbi Meir says the name of the baby was Toiv. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of the baby was Tuvia. And the Chemia says it means that he was fit for Nevuah. Others say it means he was born circumcised, but Kamalit. The Chum say that when Moshe was born, the entire house filled up with a light. The Pasuk says that they hid Moshe for 3 months. She was able to do this because the Mitzvah did not come to check if she had a baby until after 9 months after remarriage, and she was pregnant 3 months before the remarriage took place. Pasuk says she cannot hide him anymore. This is because the Mitzrim would bring crying babies into a house, and the nature of babies is that when they hear other crying babies, they begin to cry as well. Therefore, if she would have hid Moshe, they would have came searching and they would have found them. The Pasuk says that Yecheved took a wicker basket. Rabbi Elazar said she did so because the righteous are very protective of their money, because their money is pure with no traces of thievery. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmeni said she used wicker because it's soft and would be able to stand bumping into a soft item or even a hard thing like a rock. Abraisa explains the Pasuk that Yecheved smeared the outside of the basket with tar and the inside with clay, so that Moshe should not have to suffer with the bad smell of the tar. The Pasuk says that she put the basket in the suf. Rabbi Loza says this refers to the Yam Suf. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmeni said this refers to a swamp. The Pasuk says that Pari's daughter went to wash herself at the river. Rabbi Yechanon, in the name of Shmuel Mechai, said that she went to mitar herself from the idolatry of her father's house. The Pasuk says that her maidservants were walking along with her. Rabbi Yechanon said they were walking to their death, meaning for trying to prevent her from saving Moshe. The Pasuk says that when she saw the basket, she wanted to save Moshe. Her maidservant says, you can't do that and violate your father's decree. Malach Avriel came and killed them. The Pasuk says that she sent Amoso and got the basket. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia argue. One says that she sent her hand. The other says she sent a maidservant. It has to be that Garviel allowed one of them to live because a princess should not be alone. According to the first view, the reason her hand is referred to as Amoso is because her hand grew very long and was miraculously able to reach the basket. The Pasuk says she opened the basket and saw him, the child. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said this teaches that she saw the Shechina with him. The pasuk says that she saw a nar crying. The pasuk previously referred to him as a child, not as a nar. Rabbi Huda said Moshe had a deep voice like an older child. Rabbi Chanina said this would mean Moshe would not be allowed to sing along with all the other Leviim because his voice was too deep. He's a balmum. Rather, she said he was called a nar because Yecheved put a chuppah in the basket over him because she said to herself, I don't know if I'll ever merit seeing this son to the chuppah. The pasuk says she took pity on him and said this child is a Jew. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said she knew this because she saw that he had a bris milah. She said this one is a Jew instead of saying he is a Jew. Rabbi Yochanan said she was saying the vua without even knowing it. She was saying this one fell into the river, but no further babies would be thrown into the river because the decree was abolished that very day. The reason is that the stargazer said that the savior of the Jews would be punished through water. When Moshe was placed into the water, the stargazing showed that the savior was already in the water. There was no reason for further concern. In truth, they were wrong because the Moshe, although he did get punished through the water, it was the water of the Mea Meriva where he hit the rock instead of talking to it, not from being thrown into this water. Chanina Bar Papa explained that the word zeh that was used, that the day of this story was the 21st of Nisan, the day of Kriyas Yamsov, which would take place 80 years later. Malachim said to Hashem, how can we let this child die when he's supposed to sing praise on this very day? Rabbi Bar Chanina said, the day was actually not the 6th of Sivan. The Malachim said to Hashem, can we let this child die who's supposed to receive the Torah on this very day, 80 years in the future? Mar says, this was 3 months after Moshe was born. So we know that he was born on Zayin Adar. This makes sense according to Rabbi Bar Chanina. 3 months later is Sivan. Fine. But how does it make sense according to Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa? So he'll say that year was a leap year. And he therefore had most of the first month from the 7th of Adar until the end. Most of the last month until the 21st of Nisan, almost the entire Nisan, and the entire middle month of the 2nd Adar, that is called 3 months. The pasuk says that Miriam volunteered to find a woman of the Jews to nurse the baby. This teaches that Basia attempted to have him nurse from many of the Mitzri women, and he would not nurse. Hashem did not allow him to nurse from a guy because he was destined to speak to the Shechina. The pasuk says that Basia told her to go, and then says that the young girl, the Alma, went to find the Jewish woman. Rabbi Elazar says she was called a young girl because she ran like a young girl to get her mother to nurse Moshe. Rabbi Achmeni said she was called an Alma because she hid the fact that she was the baby's sister and that she was going to go call the baby's mother. The pasuk says that Basia told Yecheved, Helichi, take the baby and nurse him. She was saying Nevua without knowing it because the word Helichi can be understood as a contraction of the words Ha Shalechi, take what is yours, take the baby, it's yours. Basia told Yecheved that she would pay her for nursing Moshe. The son of Chanina said, Tzadikim do not only get return their lost items, they even get a reward for it as well. The Gemara says by Kriyas Yamsa, the public says that Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a drum. Was she not also Moshe's sister? Rav Amram ben Rav said this teaches that she was already saying Nevuah when she was only the sister of Aaron before Moshe was born. She said, my mother will give birth to the savior of the Yidden. When Moshe was born, the house filled with light. Her father kissed her on her head and said, your Nevuah is being fulfilled. However, when they took Moshe and put him in the river, her father tapped her on her head and asked, where's your Nevuah now? She then went and stood by the river to watch and see what was to become of her Nevuah.